I guess the last point I'd like to cover, we're out here on the corner of their building. It says Church of Christ established 33 AD. They love to say that. And then it says building erected 1948. They love to claim they're the only true body that Christ established in the first century. Here's the problem with that. First of all, Church of Christ, the name, that word church is a bad, bad translation. Ecclesia called out once. Second of all, they're not the body of Christ because they don't match his doctrine. We've been going over it. Water, baptism, regeneration, worldliness, Sunday as the Lord's Day, building-centered faith. They basically fit the Greek theater system. A building, seating with paying customers, that's the people in the pews. Paid teachers or orators, that's their ministers, if they're paid or not. Practiced singers, timed out religious services. That is basically the Greek theater system. So you have the Greek theater system going on in American churchianity that is not of God. And the Church of Christ is just practicing all of these false evangelical ways that are far from the truth of God. And so we're exposing it today in love. They are not the first and only established body of Christ. They may believe on Christ who came 2,000 years ago, shed his blood and rose again. But Jesus said, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not do religious things and acts in your name? He said, away from me, I never knew you. That's going to be the charge for the Church of Christ people. Away from me, I never knew you, you workers of iniquity. Church of Christ, workers of iniquity is sin. Church of Christ is working sin in their false traditions that I've laid out, lovingly exposed. 1 Timothy 5 says, publicly rebuke them that are in sin to the saving of their souls, so others will see and fear. People should be ready, fearful that their sin is exposed. People should be afraid of that, and guess what the remedy is? Cling to Christ and his truth, not hide it in the dark. We see a lot of people, rather than repent of their sin, they just say, don't talk about it, put it in the dark, I don't want to hear about it, and that makes them feel better. But guess what? In the judgment day, there'll be no darkness. Light's going to shine. He's going to see every thought, intent, every work, every deed. We love our neighbor enough. We're kind. We love our neighbor enough to come and tell them the truth. Kind means you care about. We care about our neighbors enough to come and tell them the truth of God's word and warn them that they're going to suffer the wrath of God. Hope that helps you. They're not the first body of Christ. They're not the only body of Christ. They're just another man-made denomination started in the 1800s by a man named Campbell, who had a lot of other unbiblical issues that they've carried on. I've called them out. Test yourself to the gospel. Don'tperish.com has thousands of resources for free to help you. We don't belong to any denomination. We belong to Christ, and we are his true saints, the remnant, standing in the world and standing against man-made religion.